Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks. You found it, man. You found it. I'm very glad you did. Hey, and a big shout out to all the new listeners we have. We were on the featured on the Blog Talk page, Blog Talk Radio homepage yesterday. And when I looked at the numbers this morning, boy, did I see a ginormous spike, and it's continuing on today. So welcome all new listeners. We'll try to do the best we can. I think you're going to be very excited. I'm taking a break from painting for a little bit. And, this is a busy time for me, crazy busy time around the studio here. Not only that, my girlfriend Danny, as many of you know, is a cosplay gal. She does that, and there's a big convention this weekend. So not only is there lots of painting going on in the workshop here, lots of cosplay magic happening as well. But we're not going to focus on that. It's a nice break. Out of South Tucson, Arizona, we've got a fantastic alternative rock heavy metal band on Wasted Youth, and we've got the singer of Wasted Youth, Izzy. Izzy, you are the singer, aren't you? Or is Mar? Or what's the Angel the singer?
Me and Angel, we're really big in vocal harmonies, so we both take the usual lead vocal role as well as dual guitars. So we both play and sing.
Nice, nice, nice. And folks, yeah, that is Angel, Mars, Ashley, and Izzy are all makeup Wasted Youth. And the Wasted is spelled with a Y. I like that. I like it. It was like they were wasted when they came up with the name. I'm kidding. So, Izzy, South Tucson, born and raised, or a recent transplant?
I grew up in Fairfield, Connecticut, the other side of the world.
Connecticut. There must have been a girl involved, man. There must have been a girl. I don't know. I don't know.
I wish I was crazy. That romantic. It wasn't a girl. My family just kind of moved out here.
I gotcha.
I followed suit. So,
but well, I'll tell you what.
Angel and Mars are native Tucson. So.
Oh, nice. Nice. You can get a hell of a lot better Mexican food in Tucson than you can in Fairfield, Connecticut. That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying. And,
very true.
Well, I'm telling you, it's funny. I went to college in Boston, and then I moved out to Southern California, San Diego area. And I thought the food was weird in Boston, man. I got out there. I'm like, a fish taco? What the hell is a fish taco?
I've fallen in love.
Pretty damn good is what it was. Yeah, I can tell you, man. That's how I like my tacos now. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. So Wasted Youth, you guys are a young band. Were you always a musical kid? How did Wasted Youth come about? There's got to be a cool story with this, I imagine.
So, I picked up a guitar when I was like 10.
Wow.
Played in a lot of really terrible garage bands back home.
Nothing wrong with that.
Like most do. And then joined up with my father, actually. He was a bass player, and he worked in the scene a lot, so he was just trying to promote me. So we did some touring all over the country, wound up in Tucson. I met Angel. He was actually a student of mine. He was a guitar student of mine for shortly. Now he's better than I am.
See what happens when you teach the young Jedi all the tricks? There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's awesome. That's good, man. That's good stuff. Oh, that's cool. So you guys, now you guys started making music and writing music and whatnot. I mean, it's kind of, you're right, because I've never been in a band. I've grown up around people in bands. All my friends, because that's the cool kids. Everybody I know, it seems, were in a band, and when it doesn't work, you can really tell it doesn't work. But when it works, baby, it works.
Yeah,
that's cool that you found people,
Yeah, I was
that's
always,
very cool.
Besides having original bands, I've been writing music since almost as long as I've been playing guitar. But I've also done a lot of hired gun work where, people would need a guitar player for the night or stuff like that. And then I just kind of got sick of doing the covers and other people's music. And Mars and Angel were in a cover band, and I just said, hey, screw it, let's start writing our own music and join forces. So that's kind of how Wasted Youth came together.
That's awesome. Now you guys have a very cool alternative metal scene. I hate genres, but you know, everybody in the business seems to be focused on them, you know. But it is, it's a melt your face band, you know, it's melt your face music. I love it. There's nothing better. People always say, you know, I like all kinds of music. People always ask me, especially when they see my hair, they're like, you know, Jamie, what kind of music are you into? And I always tell them I'm into good music. I hate shitty music, you know, I just can't stand it. But it doesn't matter really what it is, as long as it's good, you know, and your band is good, man. Is there a good scene there in Tucson? Are you guys playing around local there, or are you guys all over the Southwest?
We've been expanding our territory. We've done a lot of small, you know, 2-week tours throughout Southwest America, like a little bit in LA, a little bit in Texas. But we're mostly been, you know, playing in Tucson. But the scene's really weird. I mean, it seems you either have like the hardcore death metal scream your face off bands, or you have like the acoustic guitar singer songwriters that play in coffee shops and stuff. So
telling you their pain. I get it.
So when we hook up with promoters, they don't really know where to put us because not a lot of people play music like we do, you know, where, you know, one minute it's really heavy, the next minute it's really soft. And we actually, you know, sing. Not a lot of people sing here. There's a lot of screamers. So it's definitely like a weird booking.
Well, you know, I mean, that's just the cool thing about that at the same time is you stand out, you know. I got to tell you, man, that's one thing the West Coast digs because there's so many people that don't, you know. I was just at a party the other day, and I was talking to somebody I know, and bless her heart, she's just a beauty. She moved out to L.A. I don't want to mention her name on the air or anything, just somebody I know. And, you know, she was a hot tamale in Omaha, Nebraska, and then she got out to L.A., and, you know, wanted to be an actress and all this and that. It didn't happen because she couldn't get work because there was 50 people looking just like her, you know. And that's cool, though. And so it's not always a bad thing. I mean, what it means is you have to work a little harder with those promoters, you know, and say, okay, let's just show you what we can do here, you know.
Yeah.
And then melt their face. Go ahead.
No, excuse me. I've always noticed that at shows where, you know, they do a lot of bookings here. There's only so many places where, you know, loud heavy guitars are allowed to play in Tucson. Cause it's a lot of country and like I said, coffee shop kind of area. And we've always noticed that they put 7 bands on bills here, and they all kind of sound exactly the same. And then they put us on, you know, the middle of the night, and it's a nice, refreshing, okay, you know, break up the, I hate to use the word monotony, but.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
We all hear you, Izzy. We all hear you. It's true. I mean, when I think of the number, and this is, I don't know, I know I have promoter friends who are probably grinding their teeth right now as I say this, but, you know, I have sat through some just terrible acts waiting to see a good act. You know, I think we all, you know, but it's just part of it. And those things will happen less and less as your reach expands. And you guys have signed up with Rock Avenue Records, fine folks over there. And that is very cool too. And also before we get into
anything,
I want
to
give a big shout out. Oh yeah. They are great. You're also made friends with one of the coolest people in the scene. Allison over at Metal Babe Mayhem. Metal Babe Mayhem is the sponsor of tonight's show. And, you know, she'll introduce you to everybody. Hell, she introduced you to me. So there you go. How about that, you know?
Already on our way.
Yeah, all right, I'm telling you. They have some great clothing and accessories over there at Metal Babe Mayhem. We have a link up. It's very easy to find, folks. Metalbabe.rocks. R-O-C-K-S. Not my name, R-O-X-X. No, metalbabe.rocks. And there you go. there you go. Now I want to play a track so people know what we're talking about here, Izzy. And it's just, I've got four tracks. It's just so good. It's hard to pick one. What do you think we should hit people with first? I've been playing your lyric video of the river, throughout the week, and it's kick ass, but we also got Quicksand, Purge, and Hide. What should we hit people with first, do you think?
I mean, the river is a great tune. The river is actually, it deals with some sensitive content. It's actually a symbolism for being in a coma. Angel's father passed away about a year and a half ago, and we wrote it in dedication to him. So, yeah.
Mm. Well, here it is, folks. On that somber note, this is Wasted Youth, The River.
Riding this
Wow, The River, Wasted Youth, folks. Wasted Youth out of Tucson. Fantastic, fantastic track. About a coma, you say. I can see it, very peaceful, a lot of, you know, oh my God, are you kidding? That's a terrible coma to be in, man. That's like the kid in that old, when I was a kid, man, that big Metallica video, everybody freaked out, where the guy was stuck in his head, you know, and couldn't get out.
That was the,
I don't know, we might have smoked some interesting cigarettes and watched that and tripped out as kids, or knew somebody that did. I should be admitting that on the air, I guess. It doesn't matter now, all these damn states are all cool with it. Not mine, but, or yours. You got to go up to Nevada now for that.
Hey, man, it's medical.
Oh, you guys got, okay, yeah. We got the medical, too, I think. I don't know. I was all pissed off about the last election. I just didn't pay too much attention to the other shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what can you do? What can you do? Anyway, the reality is, I always say I'm not going to get into all this bullshit, but I will say this about that. The Who had a great line: meet the new boss, same as the old boss. You know, they're all
friends. Yeah.
I sound like an old man, but I've seen it. That's all I'm saying. Hey, and speaking of pricks, now I was reading on one of your YouTube videos. You guys had kind of an interesting story, and I bring this up, Izzy, because you know there's young bands out there that listen to the show and whatnot, and all sunshine and roses all the time. It really ain't. It really ain't. Tell us what went down with your experience.
The funny thing about that is one of our local friends bands, they heard what happened. They were there when it happened. You could actually hear them in the video of what happened. They went out and did it this year too, knowing that some people
well,
tell
everybody, tell everybody what went down.
Okay. So last year, I get a phone call.
People's names, if you don't need to, but
I get a phone call saying, "Hey, we want you guys. We listen to your guys' music. We want you guys to come open up for blah 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 bands. I can't even remember. It was a bunch of cool bands. And we said, okay, so we'll go up to L.A. the Pico Rivera Stadium." And we'll play with these bands. We were promised, you know, lanyards and stuff that would let us, you know, hang out with Upon a Burning Body and those bands that are, you know, kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be there was like 8 stages or something all within the arena. So we weren't even really opening up for them. We were kind of just playing our own little side stage, which was hilarious. But we were like, screw it, we're already here. Here in California, and then they're like, okay, you guys are going to headline. So I'm like, headlining sounds really nice, except when it's, you know, 11 o'clock at night, and really you're just going on last. So it's a nice little bullshit. And so then our stage manager was smoking those funny cigarettes the whole time, and he wound up, all the bands got backed up about 2 hours, which is, pretty crucial when you only have a license to play till midnight. So we go on at like just about, 3 minutes to midnight or something. And we haul ass, we get our stuff on stage. We set up in record time. We get about a minute 15 into our first song and security comes and shuts us down.
They say, Izzy, you have gone too far. We're shutting you down.
You violated state obscenity laws. You've gone too far. 1968 New Haven all over again, you know?
Oh, man. I'm telling you. That is good. That is.
So now the kicker for this, the real kick in the crotch for this, it's like, yeah, we got to hang out in LA and, you know, it was a lot of fun. And we got to hang out with 50 other bands, which was cool. But the promoter, and you know, this is what kids need to watch out for. They get promised all this stuff, and as long as you send them the deposit,
right?
And
they wouldn't give you your deposit back after you played a minute.
No, we ended up shooting a total, and this is idiocy on my part, but we ended up giving about just about $700 in pre-sale tickets. And so after we blasted them and we're like, hey, you know, the contract said blah, 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 blah. We blasted him. He hits us up immediately. That thing, that video got, you know, like 2,000 views in like 12 hours. So he was kind of, and I mentioned names on the video, and he was not happy. So he called me trying to make amends and stuff. And then I, you know, after, you know, everything he promised to do in return, it was conflicting with other dates we had. We were planning a tour and it never followed through with it. So I kind of just wrote it off as a learning experience.
Well, sometimes you have to do that.
You know,
though.
You got to, sometimes you got to eat the bullet and pay your dues. And, you know, I mean, it was totally fucked up. I know if I called him up again, he wouldn't be, you know, he would give me a show whenever I want it with no pre-sale. Because that's what he offered. He offered I could get on any show I wanted to that he put on, and I wouldn't have to give him any pre-sale, and I wouldn't have to do anything, and I'd get carte blanche, which is cool. But I kind of, at the same time, like, that's really nice. But working with him again isn't worth the hassle I went through the last time. So we all thought it was in our best interest to say, you know.
That was a good $700 learning experience. Be happy it wasn't an $800 learning experience, you know? I'm telling you, it's true. There's a balance, because in any business, sometimes you have to work with people that are kind of a drag, you know? That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But if you can limit the amount of times you have to do that, you know, that's a good thing, you know?
Well, you know,
better not touch it.
Being in a local band, you're going to experience – I mean, I'd rather get hit once for $700 than hit a million times for $100 here and there, you know, by these, you know, there's a lot of promoters, especially up in Phoenix, that just completely scam bands and completely, and they're just happy for the privilege, you know. And so, like, I've been lucky enough where I grew up, you know, like, my dad really knows the business and stuff. He was a club owner back in the 80s and 90s, and you know, he used to work with bands like, you know, White Zombie and, you know, Overkill and bigger bands.
Right.
But he got to see how it was done on a bigger scheme. But, you know, I tried to break off and, you know, experience something on my own. And, you know, I took a hit. So.
Well, you learn. You learn.
Yeah.
And your dad probably kind of chuckled about it, too.
I'm sure he's chuckling right now.
Well, that's part of it. And sometimes – I'll tell you, in business, or no matter what you're doing, if you're making baskets or whatever, you know, you have a food truck or something, doesn't matter. There's some lessons you just have to learn yourself, you know.
Yeah.
You can tell you all the world. But it's very true. Believe me, I could spend hours telling you similar stories. It happens, man, it happens. But the cool thing is not to let it, you know, take the wind out of your sails too long, and you learn from it, you move on, and always forward, man, always forward. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
yourwebdesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hey, on that note, let's play another track. Oh, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, I'm a big believer in all the mistakes you make and every challenge that gets put in front of you, you either overcome it or you fall. And if you overcome it, you know, you're meant for something better. So I'm just going to keep pushing and
see
what happens.
Very wise, Izzy. Very wise. That's absolutely correct. Let's play another track, man. We've got Hide, Purge, and Quicksand. What do you think we should play next?
Let's go with Hide, man.
Okay, here it is. This is Hyde, folks, Wasted Youth, and spelled with a Y, not an I. They're not hiding places. You'll get it. Izzy, what the hell was that? It sounds like a laser beam.
Oh, man. They always pick when it's most important to send me texts, huh?
I gotcha. That's a cool text tone. Yeah. I had the same thing happen. I don't know. I'm doing a show, and people will start texting me about, you know, hey, what are you doing? You know, I'm like, I'm busy, man. I'm busy.
Yeah,
I hear you.
I'm bored all day, and you know, they call me when I'm doing something important.
Exactly.
They always call
it
dinner time.
Here it is. Oh, yeah. Or if you're in the shower. Here it is, folks.
Yeah.
This is Hyde, Wasted Youth. Check it out. That song makes me want to either conquer a country or murder somebody. I love it. It's phenomenal. That is a powerful song, man. That was Hyde, Wasted Youth. I got Izzy on
Thank you.
With us, one of the vocalists from Wasted Youth. Tucson band, man. Tucson. That's
Oh, yeah. Dirty in the Desert.
I used to date a girl years ago. Yeah, Izzy in the Desert. I love it. That's a good dad. Now, there's a song, huh? I used to date a girl years ago, and she was one of these gals she was really into, and I know, you know, don't roll your eyes too hard, but she was into all this ghost stuff, you know, and this was out in San Diego, and man, she was always trying to talk me into going to Tucson. She's like, Tucson's one of the most haunted places in North America, you know, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if that's true or not, man. You live there. I don't. You see any ghosts walking around?
You know, there's some creepy happenings, strange things afoot at the Circle K, you know, old Tucson and Bisbee and stuff and Tombstone, those are some creepy places. You know, they're really old and dark, and they say that the Copper Queen up in Bisbee's haunted. So
I never went with her just because, you know, in the back of my mind, I knew she might be onto something, and you know, I was
Don't
trying to
mess
put
with
it
that,
just as between any of that bullshit as me. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I saw all those horror movies in the 80s. No way.
Oh.
And I'm the kind of goth-looking guy. I'm the first guy in the movie, you know? That's no good.
Yeah.
man, I hedge my bets. That's cool. Now, we were talking, these singles are available. You can get these singles that we've been playing tonight, folks, on iTunes. But wait, the boys are going to be, and girls, man, mess me up there. And women, I should say. I don't want to piss off anybody. Ashley will come kick my ass. These are being reworked. You're redoing these, right, for an upcoming album.
Yeah, we're going to be we did a small release in January in Tucson with just these tracks, and we're going to be reworking these three, and then doing about six or seven more. At a real studio this time. So, we're going to be working with Brian,
Brian
Schubel. He's worked with, you know, all the greats from, you know, Sting, Manson, Motley Crue, those kind of guys. And so,
here's the thing. These tracks now, and then you get the other ones, you can tell the difference in them, you know, and you'll have these now, and, you know, you have classic Wasted Youth, and nobody will believe that you have that shit. I'm talking a couple years down the road, you'll be having a party or something. Man, I've got Hyde from like the when it was first released. People are like, no, you don't. You break it out, and everybody loves you, and it's wonderful. So it's definitely worth spending a couple bucks on.
You could get them. They're $1 on iTunes. You can also, you know, get them on Google Play if that's your thing. It's on about 150 different distribution sites. So
nice.
You can
nice.
They're readily accessible.
Cool thing about a lot of these. Well, that's awesome. The cool thing about a lot of these is you can gift them to people. If you've got somebody's email, that's all you need. You can, you know, and a buck. You can buy them and gift them to people, which is very cool. You know, if you forget somebody's birthday or something, you know, we've all had stuff like that.
Or if you hate somebody and you want to send them loud, obnoxious music, you can do that too.
That's right. You know, congressman, senator. I'm kidding. Well, maybe not. No, you could be like the FBI. They always do that at these places where, like, the people hole up inside, you know, these weird-ass cults or weird-ass people. They always bring in these big-ass speakers, you know, and they play, like, crazy music at them. For days on end. You could do that with Wasted Youth. And
we are the new Panama Canal, I'm telling you.
There you go. Drive people that would normally listen to something, I don't know, like Justin Bieber, crazy. Wasted Youth, the torture instrument of a new generation. I'm kidding. It's good stuff.
That's perfect.
What would happen?
That's what we might name the album.
There you go. They would stumble out of the compound, you know, with like a mohawk and piercings and shit, all tatted up. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Stone crabs are finally back at Bonefish Grill. Our favorite time of the year is here. Fresh off the Florida docks and served the way they were meant to be served. Chilled, cracked, and ready for dipping in our signature house-made mustard sauce. And they pair perfectly with our seasonal handcrafted martinis like our guest favorite, Winter White Cosmo. Hurry into Bonefish Grill for these incredibly fresh treats of the season and get them before they're gone, because they're only here while supplies last. Come see what's in season at Bonefish Grill.
Hey everybody, pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas. Perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have four or five per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now. Let me ask you, are you a tatted guy, Izzy? Are you into all that?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a few tats, you know, in the double digits. Well, we all have Angel is actually in his spare time. He's also a tattoo artist, so kind of kills two birds with one stone.
So. There you go, man. So everybody who knows Angel knows exactly what they're getting for their birthday or Christmas, right?
Yeah.
A little specific. You get a half hour under the needle. I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
It's perfect.
Angel's like, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant idea. Hey, believe me.
I didn't think of it.
I'm at the point now where everybody I know already has paintings. Like, I can't give away paintings for gifts anymore because everybody's walls are covered. You know, they're like, no, I have a painting. Are you kidding me? It's true. It's very, very true. I actually have to buy gifts and put thought into it and stuff. Terrible. Terrible, man. So we have another story you were telling me. Izzy is full of these crazy stories, these crazy rock and roll stories, and I love them. Now, Izzy, okay, you guys are – was this the same show you guys were driving back? No, you were in New Mexico.
No,
so you were,
no. So, okay, so we had a manager, if you can call her a manager, who she was a decent lady, a good friend, and, well, she was for a while. And then –
Right.
And you know, like,
together.
Yeah, so we, like most people, we thought we could mix the business with the friendship, and it sadly didn't work out because we were really good friends beforehand, and
we were learning them lessons.
Oh man, the express course. We were on a week and a half tour in Texas, and it just clearly wasn't working out. We were kind of losing our minds, and she liked to play rock star instead of businesswoman, and we liked to play rock star, but we're forced to play business people, which, you know, works out. And then finally, we just couldn't stand each other at the end. And we ended up getting, on the way back to Tucson, we stopped at this gas station in New Mexico. And I don't know if you've ever been through New Mexico, but it's just long stretches of absolutely nothing, like middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
And so we stopped like a giant gas station there. And, unhooked the trailer and off she went and left us there with the trailer and the lock after
God dang.
After we just
Man,
spent like the last of our
top a woman.
Oh, what a shock.
Oh, man.
We spent the last of our tour money to fill up her gas tank. She said, bye. So.
See you later. Oh, man. Well, what happened? So he's like, well, that's where I'm calling you from right now. The flying chair.
Yeah, I'm still there. You know, 6 months later. No. 6 months later, I'm still in New Mexico on a payphone calling you up. But no,
nice.
luckily we had some good people that came to our rescue, and it was life saving. The only thing that sucked is she tried to take the ball hitch from us too after we paid for it, and so we were almost stranded with a trailer and absolutely nothing. But luckily, I snuck it out of the back of her car, so we were able to get home.
I remember there was a gal I knew in Cincinnati, Ohio. I had rolled through, and I was hanging out with her. She was living with her mom. I didn't know that till I got there. And, she was talking marriage and stuff, and I snuck out to a payphone, called my dad. My dad, I'm stuck in Cincinnati, and I need to be out of here, man. And he's like, well, you're 8 hours away, son. Where should I pick you up? When everybody was asleep, I made my escape.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I've been through some of those.
True or not at all. Yeah, I could just be making that up, folks. I can feel thousands of people rolling their eyes right now going, Jamie, what is wrong with you? I was a knucklehead when I was younger. But at least she left the trailer and all the gear and stuff. You know, there is that.
Yeah. We were quicker than a pit crew, man. We tore that stuff off so fast. I swear to God, NASCAR should have hired us.
Awesome. Rock and roll, baby. Rock and roll.
Yeah.
And, there's some young band right now in Billings, Montana or something listening to this show going, you know, really?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it does. Get ready. absolutely.
No, but it's awesome, man. It's all part of,
it's part of it.
If nothing else, at least we got a story out of it. And, you know, building stronger memories as, you know, a group of kids and friends and stuff. So.
That's true. That's very, very true. Well, on that note, let's sand, or should we do the purge?
I guess this is going to be a
is the time
exclusive.
Upon us?
The time's upon you.
And
let's do
all right. You hear
let's
this?
Let's do purge.
This is exclusive. This hasn't been released yet. This hasn't been heard. So you're hearing it first, right here on Pop Rocks Radio. How cool is that? Man, Izzy, you're blowing me away. I'm very, very honored. Here it is, folks. The Purge, Wasted Youth.
Come.
There it is, folks. Right here for the first time, Pop Rocks Radio and Wasted Youth with Purge. I'm honored, Izzy. I'm honored, man. I am honored. What a fantastic track. You guys rock, kick ass. I love it.
Thanks, man.
I love it. I know what went into that. It's very, very cool. And entitled after one of my favorite movies. I'm kidding. I just like wearing a mask.
Yeah, see, that's a funny thing. Our drummer, he does a lot of our promotion stuff, and, you know, he's really into it. See, I might as well be an old man. I mean, I don't really get how to use all the Twitters and the tweets and twats
right.
and whatever. but
I hear
he
you.
He used the Purge logo from the movie. I guess he didn't know what the song was about. I mean, he's a drummer. You can't really blame him. But it's actually about purging emotions, not killing people one night a year.
Exactly. But sometimes, you know, sometimes when I do purge emotions, that's where it leads. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Hey, man.
Never killed anybody.
An axe works better than a bottle. Yeah.
That's very true. That's true. I've been hit with both, but those are tales for another time. Oh man! You ever see that? You ever been hit with a bottle? Anybody ever hit you with a bottle? That sucks. It's not like the movies where it like shatters and everything.
Yeah, I got thrown out of my apartment because my neighbor hit me in the face with a bottle and then tried to slash at me with a Bowie knife. And so, my roommate came out with a pistol and they said we were the aggressors. Could you imagine that?
Well, there you go, man. They learned a valuable lesson themselves, though. Never bring a knife or a broken bottle
to a gunfight.
You know? Good things to know. Good things to know. Oh, my gosh. Allison from Metal Babe is going to be messaging me and going, what are you guys talking about? Are you insane?
It's all rock and roll.
We are. It's crazy. All rock and roll. My girlfriend's coming into the studio right now, Danny. So we all got to sit up a little straighter and
hide
stop
the
with all the crazy stories. That's right. Hide the. Oh man, you have no idea. Anyway, I'm not saying that on the air. She's my better half, and everybody loves her to death. It's wonderful. I'm all turned around now. I almost got the look. I think. So Izzy. Are you guys going to be playing anywhere soon or kind of just recording over the holidays?
You know, we're taking the holidays off just to get all our ducks in order. It should be a pretty exciting new year with Rock Ave and everything going on. We're working on a hellacious February filled with an album in San Diego and some touring across the Southwest and just really getting everything in order for the release. So the album's top priority, of course. And just we've never really had an opportunity to really spend a lot of time in a studio and really work everything out. And so this is a nice opportunity for us to really, you know, work with somebody who gets our sound. Because, you know, when you're too into music, you get caught up in it and you kind of lose sight. And, you know, you're focused so much on one thing, you lose everything around you. So it'll be nice to have some fresh ears and a different mentality towards the music. So,
absolutely. And folks, I want to let you know what I want you to do is I want you to head over to. We're going to have a link up on the on our show page there, but I want you to go over to Facebook and you know, just type in Wasted Youth and use a Y, not an I. WASTED Youth and. You can get right there, and I want you to like it and all of that. And that way you can, you know, see what's happening, see all this cool stuff, videos, all kinds
yeah,
of
we
cool
always
stuff.
Have, we always have something going on, whether it's talking about upcoming shows or new releases, promotional material. We should be, now that you guys got to play it, we should be promoting Purge in a couple of days. And then you'll be able to buy that one on
awesome.
iTunes, too, because we're media whores. And, you know.
And nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that. You got to recoup that $700. You got to recoup that. No, I'm kidding. I'm telling you, when you go into the studio, all these people think this stuff just happens for free. No, it doesn't.
No. You know? No, I mean, even doing these backroom local recordings, you know, that's on average $1.50 an hour. So it really adds up.
Right.
You know, transportation, gear. We have thousands invested in gear, thousands invested in recordings, thousands invested in merchandise, and you know, but it, you know, we end up taking the loss just because we love the music so much and we really want it out there. Also, we've met with a lot of awesome fans that, you know, deserve everything, you know. So sometimes we'll give away freebies every once in a while just to keep morale up. And so.
Oh, that's awesome. That's cool.
And to everybody texting me right now.
Right? Yeah, and everybody texting you. Everybody's very excited on the text. They want to buy Purge right now. You got to wait a day or two, man. That's just what you got to do. Man, that's cool. Played it here. Exclusive. I love it. I love
now,
it.
The merch situation. That's mostly just at shows. We see a lot of people walking around with,
gotcha,
you know, Wasted Youth t-shirts, lighters, CDs, whatever. And it's really cool that they can only get that at shows. We haven't set up an online store. We'll be doing that in the future with our next run of shirts and products. But like the first batch, we've really tried to be grassroots about it and not try to, you know, oversaturate every market. We've mostly, you know, just tried to keep true to our shows and our fan base and expand it in a natural way. So.
Well, very, very cool. Well, I'm looking at the time, Izzy. It's about that time. Man, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and whatnot to be on the show and share your fantastic music and fantastic stories. We're going to play your last track, Quicksand, as we close the show out. Man, you're just awesome. You're just awesome. And I want you also, next time you see the gang, Angel, Mars, and Ashley, you know, say, well, where the hell were you at? You know, no, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Everybody's very busy. But just tell them to kick ass, man. You guys are really doing it, and it's really awesome.
Thank you so much, man. It's a hard road to travel, but, you know, we love it, every minute of it. So thank you so much for your support and having me on the show, and I really appreciate it. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, folks, you know, again, over on their Facebook page, if you, you know, are a club promoter or whatnot, or you want these guys melting people's faces in your venue, well, click on the About page on their Facebook and scroll down.
Yeah, we're nice and
cheap. Booking agent. Yeah. You know, you can do good. It's good stuff. Good rock bands. You know, make your club. Give your club that impression. You know, I don't know. I'm looking for another word. I can't think of it. But
thesauruses are crucial.
I'm telling you, I need one. I need to get a pet one of those. I'm joking. We're out of here, folks. We're going to end the show with Quicksand. This is Wasted Youth. Izzy, have a great holiday, and just keep doing what you're doing, man.
You too, man. Thanks again.
Definitely. And everybody check out Metal Babe Mayhem at metalbabe.rocks, R-O-C-K-S. Good stuff. This is Quicksand.
Quicksand feeling again.
There it was, folks. Quicksand, Wasted Youth, out of Tucson, Arizona. Wasted Youth. Like I said, we'll have a link to their Facebook page. Get over there and like that page, and that way you can keep abreast of what's going on. This band's going places. I totally feel it. Very, very cool. And that's the show for tonight, folks. I will have this converted to a podcast here directly. Probably be about an hour. And it will be posted on all the social media platforms and whatnot, including up for free on iTunes. If you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. That puts us up at the top of the page. That's where we like to be. I want to give a real quick final shout out to Rock Avenue Records USA. Just awesome, awesome working with you guys. And also one of my favorite people, Allison over at Metal Babe Mayhem, www.metalbabe.rocks, R-O-C-K-S, metalbabe.rocks. Check it out. Lots of cool Christmas stuff over there. And, if you're listening to this show, obviously you know somebody, I'm sure, or you yourself are into rock and roll. You can get some very, very cool clothing and accessories over there, all kinds of cool stuff. And there you go. And, of course, you know, if you happen to want a painting or something like that, go to my little website, jamierocks.us, jamierocks.us. Couldn't spell my name there for a second. Man, what's wrong with my mind? Okay, folks, we are out of here. We will see you tomorrow night. Got a fantastic metalcore, symphonic metalcore band out of Dallas, Texas, Eye Embracer. You guys are going to dig that. See you then. Good night, everybody.
Jamie Rocks' Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.